Take a nice deep breath. And remember, hold it at the top as you breathe in. And then release when you're ready. And as you release, let your shoulders relax. Just relax. Then repeat the process. Deep breath, hold, and relax. Now I want you to imagine that you're beside a lake, a beautiful, expansive lake. It's just at the time when the sun has gone down, all is still. You'll see the moon, she's risen in the sky. And she'll look towards her. Is she full or is she new? Is she waxing or waning? An indication perhaps of where you are in a project, where you are in your spiritual development right now, or what needs to happen. Do you need to let go if it's full? Do you need to begin something new if she's new? Should be reflected in the lake. Now look at the reflection. How different is that to the moon herself? What does the distortion of the lake, of the waters of the lake, do to the moon? As you walk along the shore, walk along the shore of the lake, looking at the moon, the reflection, and where you're going. Just walk along the shore of the lake. Until eventually, you'll come to what looks like a bridge to a small island, or perhaps it's a pier, a piece of land that just sticks out a little bit onto the lake. Your lake, your way, a bridge or a pier that goes to a small piece of land. And on that land is a pagoda, a silver pagoda. And standing outside the doors is the goddess of the moon, your goddess of your moon. What's she wearing? How does she appear? As you watch her, she'll walk along the bridge or across the pier and ask you to meet her halfway. Go towards her. Again, look at what she's wearing, how she presents herself. As you get closer, how do you feel? She'll look at you and smile. And then she'll offer you a gift. What does she offer you? Take the gift and let it melt into your auric body. And she now asks you what questions you have for her. What questions do you have for the goddess of the moon? Your time with her is now over. She'll turn and walk away. She'll do the same to walk back to the shores of the lake. You can watch her as she goes into the pagoda. And the moment she does, there's an auric light around it, a silver and purple light that seems to illuminate the roofs of that building. She's gone home. Walk along the shore, and again, just look at the moon. If you can still see the pagoda, look at it. And think about the nature of reflection. Does it distort? Is it sometimes hidden beneath? As you walk along the shore, gradually bring your consciousness back into the room. Take a deep breath. Hold it, and as you release, bring your consciousness back into the room and open your eyes. And remember to write up in your journal, record what happened.